which involved Susan and me appearing at the same time.
Congressman Tom Allen's with us this morning on the program. Congressman, there are some third-party ads that are running, some on this radio station, about this whole union thing and about voting to join unions. Why? And your name has come up, of course. Do you support being public with this? What's your stand on this? What's the big deal with voting privately to join a union?
Well, basically what's happened over the last several decades is that the National Labor Relations Act, the way it works in the real world, has been to make it extraordinarily difficult for unions to get organized. And the Employee Free Choice Act is a way to overcome, to get back to a better balance. And I think you get a better balance when you do that. It's a little bit of a different structure, so that if you have a majority of people in a workplace sign up and say they want to be a union, but it's meant to correct a severe imbalance in the way the law works right now, because it can take years, under the current procedures, it can take years to actually organize a workplace, and that isn't the way the law was originally intended to work.
So voting privately and publicly stops that up? I don't quite understand that.
Yeah.
I mean, why would voting privately make that a longer thing?
Because what happens is that companies have gotten very sophisticated in how to drag out the process,
right,
and to make it very, very difficult to hold an election. Sometimes
right.
It can take several years to hold an election. And they can talk about all they want about holding elections, but if you drag them out for a couple of years after they have a required number of signatures to trigger an election, then you don't have a fair process.
But why would voting privately make that a longer process? I don't quite understand that.
It's the way the law works. It's the way the law is used.
By the way, we have submitted a